Hi everyone, welcome to Itchcast Mini. I'm Danielle and today we're looking at Revelation chapter 6 verses 9 to 11. And it says, "And when the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of all who had been martyred for the word of God and for being faithful in their witness. They called loudly to the Lord and said, O Sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long will it be before you judge the people who belong to this world for what they have done to us? When will you avenge our blood against these people?" Then a white robe was given to each of them, and they were told to rest a little longer. In these verses, we can see that the martyrs were eager for God to bring justice to the earth, but they were told to wait. Many times in our lives, injustice is done to us, where we get accused of things we didn't do, or we get questioned or even mocked for our faith in the things unseen. At times like that, we usually can't wait for the evil to be exposed and how we long for justice. And in moments like this, we pick up our Bibles and suddenly we take comfort and when you find verses that state that the evil will be destroyed and that God will bring judgment upon the unjust one day. But somewhere along the way, we get so impatient and wonder, when would God intervene? After a while, we wonder if he would even intervene and whether it is still worth it to stand for Christ since it seems like he doesn't bother whether we are persecuted or not. Just like towards the martyrs, my friend, God's reply to our question today is the same. As much as it is difficult to hear, he says, wait. He promises us that those who die and suffer for their faith will not be forgotten, nor do they die in vain. Rather, they will be singled out by God for special honor. We may wish for justice immediately, just as those martyrs did, but we must be patient. God works on his own timetable, but he promises justice. His timings might or might not be the same as ours, just like his plans. Whatever we think is good for ourselves might not be the best. Only God knows what and when is the best. Just because he is God and he sees the bigger picture. So take heart, my friends. God's intervention is not too late nor too early. He has made everything perfect in his timing. We can be assured that no suffering for the sake of God's kingdom is wasted effort. Even as you continue to make a stand for him in your generation, you might face trials and tribulations, but remember that God sees and that he is a just God who wouldn't let you suffer for nothing.